We are going to be collecting, stocking the schools. That's a new list that we will be collecting during March. Also, with the change of month for March and April, our Melodies of Compassion donations will go to United Methodist Children's Services. And then, if you would like to take part in the Lent service, or if you've been taking part in those, we're going to meet here this Wednesday night at 6:30. And also note that if you want to have flowers for in memory or in honor of in memory or in honor of someone, we would like to have those orders by tomorrow. And that's all I've got to announce. Oh, I'm sorry, Joanne.
The time changes next weekend.
It does? Fall back next Saturday night. Oh, yeah, spring ahead. Okay. would like to invite you to stand and turn and follow the light of Christ into the sanctuary.
It is this turning or reorienting ourselves toward the holy that is the essence of our season of Lent. What we pay attention to is what we are formed by. So let us continue this season of listening, of hearing that still small voice, and finding our own true selves. Please be seated. Please join me in singing Come and Rest. The music can be found on an insert in your bulletin. As we sing, let the words and the music become a prayer. Tradition within Christianity invites us to love knowledge, especially the self-knowledge that comes from examining ourselves in relationship to the liberating Word of God. As we have been practicing in our worship, Lectio Divina, divine reading, is an ancient tradition of mixing the reading of Scripture with prayer and meditation. Rather than an analytical approach to the words of Scripture, it is a way for the words to simply be present and live in us. What will we hear when we let go of what it is all supposed to mean and simply let it reside within us? As it is sung, let the words and music become a prayer.
Come and rest, come and listen. There's a wisdom deep within that calls us closer.
You are invited to sit quietly in the silence without any expectation of what you ought to be thinking. Don't worry about sounds from children or colds. Simply let them float into and out of your attention. And if you find it difficult to settle your thoughts, contemplate the thoughts in the bulletin. Please join me in prayer with the responses printed in your bulletin. For that which then I thought was right.
Have mercy, God.
For that which now I regret.
Forgive me, God.
For that which hence I know not what to do.
Guide me, God.
Come and rest. Come and listen. Know that grace, forgiveness, and guidance are available to you at each and every moment that we turn to receive them.
Thanks be to God.
Come and rest. Come and listen. Lay the fullness of your lives before the Maker. Come and rest. Come and listen. Lay the fullness of your lives before the Maker.
Please stand as you are able and join in singing our opening song, Wonderful Words of Life, number 600 in the red hymnal.
Invite the young ones to come up to the front of the church, please. Okay, do you know how to set one of those up? Would you do that, please? Okay. Would someone, okay, I want to set it up down there, though. Don't dumb me. Would you set that on there? Okay. Okay, yes. Oh, see where it goes on this, right here. That. Okay. All right, so during these weeks of Lent, we're talking about prayer and different ways that we can pray. Oh, forgot one more thing. And so this morning, we're thinking about how we pray with our words. And one of the ways that we can do that is we can write. You all know how to write, correct? Okay, so what we could do is just write in here. What do we pray for?
God.
Okay, so we'd say, oh God, or holy God, or dear God. What would we like? Or what? Dear God, okay? We pray that all people in the world would have enough food to eat. Okay? Or, dear God, we pray that everyone would be safe where they live. Okay, things like that. So we've got this for if people want to pray that way. But I've also got a magnet board here. You love those things? Okay. And so here's another way that we can pray.
Magnets.
Magnet words, okay? And so what we've got, I want someone to find words enough to have a prayer. Let me get out of the way. What's that one say? Love, okay. Well, if you think it's words, what you might want in your sentence, put it on here. Okay? Okay, love from, okay. For might be part of it. Okay, God. Dear might not be in there. So then we would... Okay, now you all are doing a very good job of thinking about this because as you look at the words, you're trying to decide if that's something that could be...
This one's blank.
Okay, there are some blank ones in there. You know why? Because the word that you are looking for might not be in there. So, okay. You can't find a word, huh?
No.
Okay. There's too many words? You know, that's what people tell us sometimes. There's too many words, yeah. Okay. Okay, there's I, you. Oh, there's two gods up there. Okay, so let's try this one. How about God? You, what? Okay, you. What's that one?
That's
what. Okay, you're sharing. You don't, it doesn't have to be
oh
your.
My God, I just spelled
okay, God. I love God. Okay. Okay.
You know what R is? Wait.
Do you think that you could continue to do this without saying any words out loud?
No.
Yeah.
Well, because if you can, what we will do is we're going to listen to scripture, and then you'll have some time to work on your prayers, okay?
Wait, what is nice?
Okay. That gets harder every year.
Please join me in Psalm 46, 1 through 7. The responses are printed in your bulletin. God is our refuge and strength,
a help always near in times of trouble. That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart.
When the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its waters roar and rage, when the mountains shake because of its surging waves.
Listen, silence speaks in the heart. Listen, silence speaks in the heart. Listen, silence speaks in the heart.
There There is a river whose streams gladden God's city.
The holiest dwelling of the Most High.
God is in that city. It will never crumble.
God will help it when it more needs.
Nations roar, kingdoms crumble. God utters God's voice. The earth melts.
The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety.
Listen, silence speaks in the heart. Listen, silence speaks in the heart. Listen, silence speaks in the heart. Listen, God is singing. God is singing.
Wisdom shouts in the street. In the public square, she raises her voice. Above the noisy crowd, she calls out. At the entrances of the city gates, she has her say. How long will you clueless people love your naivety, mockers their mocking dear, and fools hate knowledge? You should respond when I correct you. Look, I'll pour out my spirit on you. I'll reveal my words to you. Wisdom shouts in the street. In the public square, she raises her voice. Above the noisy crowd, she calls out. At the entrances of the city gates, she has her say. How long will you clueless people love your naivete? Mockers hold their mocking dear, and fools hate knowledge. You should respond when I correct you. Look, I'll pour out my spirit on you. I'll reveal my words to you.
Let us pray. God, we gather to hear words of wisdom from you. So we listen and help us to follow. Amen. There was a movie, I don't know when it came out, but it was called The Rat Race. And the premise of it was that there was this big bundle of money that people would win if they found it first, if they arrived at the place where they were supposed to go. And so the whole movie is about these pairs of people racing, doing whatever they had to do to get there first. That included dishonesty. It included some cruelty. And it was presented in a way that was supposed to be humorous. So as people are doing all of these things to each other, we're laughing. Part of the reason that we laugh is because we recognize ourselves in that kind of noise and that kind of racing. We recognize ourselves. That's what the scripture does as well. It helps us to see ourselves, and it's not always that we are clueless. But there's times that each one of us is clueless, maybe not all the time. There's times that we have mocking tongues. And there's times that we hate knowledge. We don't want to believe what we're being told. Do you know that vitamin B complex, whatever's in there, is really good for us? I used to get cracks on the side of my mouth all the time. And one of the physician's assistants I went to suggested that I take that B complex. And I don't get those sores anymore. And so I try to tell others about this marvelous thing called B complex. And every once in a while, I mean, I get a lot of, I should do that. But every once in a while, I don't believe in vitamins. And my reaction, you don't believe in vitamins? They are. How can you not believe in vitamins? We see more often in these last few years a culture that doesn't believe what is being presented to us. And it's natural that we would become suspect and cynical because unless we read the whole article, we don't know what's really true. And as important as it is that we accept truth when it comes to us, or as important that it is for the health of the planet as well as the health of ourselves, that we accept certain truths. There's people that just are not going to accept it because it doesn't fit with who and what they want. And that's true of me sometimes. So we are invited to wisdom rather than folly. Sugar plums. That's my way of saying, oh darn. That's going to get in the way. We are all called by God to be the fullest expression of ourselves that we can be. That's God's call on our lives, and that's God's plan for our lives. Reality tells me that I cannot be my full potentialities if I am not allowing you to be your full potential. So wisdom says that we don't injure others in order to be fully human ourselves. God's call for wisdom is not intended for an elite few who've got the right degrees or the right philosophies. The call to wisdom is for all who are willing to listen. She doesn't only speak in theology classes. She also speaks on the streets. She doesn't only speak at Harvard or Yale or Princeton. She speaks wherever any of us can be found. What we also learned today, though, is that we've got so much noise going on around us that we don't always hear wisdom. And I think that is part of the reason that much of the focus during this season of Lent is on our being silent. I don't know if you're aware, but each week we're adding 5 seconds to that silent time. We're told to do that because if we started out with 1 minute of silence, it would just throw us. We're not used to being silent for a minute, for 60 seconds. So we kind of gradually get introduced to it. We are all called. And following God's call is not necessarily easy. It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be about changing ourselves. Parker Palmer wrote a book called Let Your Life Speak. And in it he says, wisdom is living in the image of God through which we were created. Wisdom is finding that image of God within us and living that. Wisdom is living the call that God has made on our lives. And you know, there's times that we think that the door closes on us. And we always hear when one door closes, another one opens. But that's not been my experience. You know, when one door closes, and I can be really sad, and I can look at that closed door for a long time. But what I'm missing is turning around and seeing not that there's a door, but there's openness ahead of us. And that's what God is calling us to. The potentials that each one of us have. We look this way at that closed door and we can see that there's limitations. And boy, limitations are difficult for us Americans because we've been all about expanding the horizons beyond and beyond. We came, the folks came here and they lived on the Atlantic coast. And we expanded all the way over to the Pacific coast. We opened up that Western front. We got ourselves to the moon. We went beyond what we thought was possible to get to the moon. And we have cyberspace. How do you measure that? It seems like we are unlimited. And yet for every one of us, we know in our lives we have limitations. Every one of us has great potentials and we can develop those. And I go back again to piano playing. I think that I might be able to make both hands work at the same time. But I also believe that that might be one of the limitations that God put on me. That and age. But there's all kinds of potentials ahead of us. There's all kinds of wisdom that we can share. That wisdom is not about earning the most money or continually earning more money. That wisdom is not about our homes or our cars. That wisdom is about how we continue to grow into the image of God that we are as part of the creation. And so that image for me has to do with what I know about who Jesus was. And it goes back to those same things. The image of God is about compassion. The image of God is about love. The image of God is about forgiveness and mercy. The image of God is about patience. I was sitting with Clara Bolton's family last night for a while. Clara passed away last night. And at one point, Sue Evans said, "Pastor, we need you to pray that we would have patience during this process." Because everyone had been home and said their goodbyes. They had a vigil going, taking turns so that someone was there all of the time. And on Wednesday night, after she fell, she was so frail that no one would have guessed that she would have lasted those extra days. And it wasn't that they wanted Clara's life to be passed, but they wanted her to have entered into that which we are promised and that which she has lived. Didn't pray for her will, I mean for her in their inheritance. They prayed for patience. And there is so much wisdom into that. What do we do with the potential that we're given, and what do we do with the limitations that we're given? Because the two go hand in hand. And that's, as I was thinking about this, you know, whenever you do evaluations for your job performance, they say, what are your strengths? And how can you strengthen them? And what are your limitations? And what can you learn to get past those limitations? And I just kind of decided that, hey, my limitations are my limitations for a reason. I don't have those gifts. Let us listen. Let us find time in our day, in our week, in our homes, in this sanctuary. Let us find time to listen to what God is saying right now. And the reason that these prayer stations are being left here is so that we can use them. I don't know if anyone has come in during the week. I was thinking, you know, we got meeting on Tuesday night. We can come in early and maybe do some prayer. But now we're not having a meeting on Tuesday night, so we're not going to pray here. We can still pray. And there's times that it is so difficult for us to just quiet everything down so that we can listen. But that's what this season invites us to be quiet, to listen, and then to respond. May it be true in our lives. Amen. Let us offer our gifts to our God, who gives us so many riches. I invite the ushers forward. Thank you.
Let us pray together. God of life, our world asks so much for us. In this moment of giving, remind us that our offerings reach out to heal and make new the world beyond our doors. Amen. Invited to come to our God with the fullness of our lives, to admit our love and our hate, to admit our faith and our fear. Trusting in God's mercy, let us make our confession. Brothers and sisters, the good news is for all the world. Christ was born, lived, and died, and rose again, that we would be free of sin and death. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. Amen. You may be seated. Communion liturgy today is going to hold within it also the pastoral prayer for the people. And so I just wanted to let you know that four people that we want to lift for continued prayer. Gordon Davis moved back a week ago Thursday, and on Saturday night into Sunday morning had three stents put in the hospital, and he is home and he is recovering well. We want to remember Sue Evans, her family, Clara Bolton's family. We want to remember Alice Kinchy. She is at St. Mary's Hospital again. She got an infection in the hip that was had surgery on it last fall. And she is going to be, they're working really hard to get her to, rather than Maplewood, to be able to go home on hospice. So that is the plan for her. Dave Regala, I received news this morning that he is in the hospital here in town, and looks like he will be going to Maplewood, and I don't know if that's permanent or rehab or what, but we want to remember all of those folks. Wanting to whisper from your mouth to our ears, you came in human form, O God. You spoke not only words of liberation and love, but you also listened to the least among us. As your church, we turn our listening to you and follow by listening to others and responding with care. We remember that last night at the table with his disciples, and we remember that you invited them to, you're singing this, right?
Meet us here. from our wanderings. Meet us here at your table now.
Our God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
You created us, breathing your breath and spirit into our bodies. You love us, embracing us even when we turn away. You are renewing us, calling us to listen to your voice in all of creation.
You are God, holy, righteous, always near. You are God, blessed are you here.
We remember, O God, that last supper that Jesus shared with his disciples. He invited them to...
When you meet, take the bread that is my life, broken now. Feed the hungry world.
Keep going. One more time.
That is my love poured out now for a thirsty world.
So we offer ourselves to continuing your work in the world. As your body, we proclaim, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. So pour out your spirit on us and on these gifts of bread in the cup, uniting us as your people, being your hands and feet, being your love in the world. Meet us here, O God, deep within our souls. This morning we pray for your world, for all of those places where there is not no peace, for that which causes injury and harm to one spirit, to one body, creates that for all. Be with those whom we have named, those who are seeking healing of body and mind, and be with Clara's family as they walk through these days. We pray now as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is a feast that God prepares for the people of God. All are welcome to come and share the bread and the cup. I invite the servants to come up now. Come and receive the gifts of God. One of the blessings with listening is that we don't need to rush. We can take all the time that we need to listen to what it is that God is speaking to us. Would you turn now to hymn number 297, Beneath the Cross of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, as you move back into the world, hold that which is happening outside and inside of you to be dear. Love what comes across your path for what it will teach you. Cherish the struggle that stirs within your gut for how it will guide you. And know that all people carry within them the image of God, a holy wisdom given at birth. Listen every day until we meet again. Get quiet enough to hear that still small voice and to find your own. And may the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with you all. And all God's people say, Amen. Turn toward each other.
Shalom to
Christ as you leave this morning.